This is Kirk Ormond. I teach in the classics department at Oberlin College. The thing about this myth that I think is important is the analogy that Greeks made between marriage and agriculture. It might be of interest to some people to know that the word for pomegranate seed in Greek is sperma. So, cognate with English sperm. So this act of eating seeds seems to be in some way sexual. The Greeks, in any number of works, draw an analogy between plowing the earth and the act of somebody having sex. And women are the earth, and men are the plows. Okay? And there's also this notion that for the woman, it could be awfully unpleasant. Persephone is literally married to death. And when she gets married, it means she's separated from her mother, from everything in the world that she knows and likes, and taken to a dark and scary place where she apparently has to live for the rest of her life. And the Greeks seem to be aware that this might not be such a pleasant experience for a woman of 16 or 17 years old. So that also seems to be operative in the myth. Okay, so in Gottlieb's piece, which is, I guess I would say, aggressively non-representational, it's hard to know exactly what's going on. There's a dark, oddly shaped space in the middle of a pink ground, and inside that dark space there are several apparently floating objects, which to some people look like seeds. One of them, some people think, looks like an eye. It's a little bit difficult to tell what's going on. What Gottlieb himself said he was trying to do with this painting was to evoke the emotions that were present in the violence of the myth itself. And what I think is interesting about this painting is just that fact. It's easy enough for us to see how marriage might be a scary thing for a young Greek woman going off with a husband whom she barely knows, who's probably twice her age. We don't always think of agriculture as a violent act, but I think that the myth is telling us that to some extent. Agriculture does involve a kind of violence, both in what I was talking about before. When you plow the earth, it's analogous to having sex, perhaps to rape. And also, of course, when the grain comes up and it's ready to harvest, you have to kill these plants in order to reap the benefit of the grain. And I think what Gottlieb is trying to do is show the violence both in that agricultural act and in this story of the abduction of Persephone, which the Greeks used to represent or provide a foundation story for that act. And the dark interior that's created by the painting, with these seed-like objects in the middle of it, is suggestive in all sorts of ways. People take the dark interior to be any number of different shapes. Some people see phallic shape there, some people see faces, some people simply see seeds in a dark, scary cave, but in any case, it seems designed to evoke a mood of, if not fear, at least apprehension about what's going on. That's what I like about the painting. It seems to me to look unflinchingly at this story about how we get the seasons or how we get agriculture, and highlight the frightening aspects of it.